You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I was special teaming it up all during the week.
Patrick Manily.
My all-time favorite Bear would have to be Patrick Manily.
Bears long snapper for 16 seasons.
Manily is the long snapper, and they fake it. And it's Maynard, the holder, and he fires the pass, and it's caught for the touchdown. Brian Urlacher on the reception. Pretty good imagination.
Craft beer mogul.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm drinking a long snapper IPA.
Patrick Manily.
I noticed Scott Daly, the long snapper, had no problem just being right there in front of the heaters. Not to call him out, but I mean,
can we share a little bit here?
He's like,
come
yeah,
on, Scott.
Who wants to meet with a long snapper? I'm right over here if you need me. Just right here.
You know who was not cold? Scott Daly. Scott Daly had that heater covered, man. I taught him well. The only thing is I got mad at when the O-line walked over there, you get the heck out of the way, man. When I would see you guys coming or D-line or whoever, you do not be seen. You use the heck out of while you guys are playing. It's like he's kind of like, yeah. And I'm like, Scott, move, man. Just go over there and like hold a ball, spin it, do something.
Patrick Manily with Spiegel and Holmes.
And a ton of stuff. Of course, the Manily snap.
On 670 The Score.
Patrick Manily joins us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm great, man. How are you guys doing?
We are wonderful. The protocol of the special teamer in that open is a lovely, lovely thing. How you feeling, man? Like, usually week 19 in the NFL is when we figure out what day the post-mortem is coming, and you're like, I don't want to, you know, I got to make sure I'm in town for the post-mortem, because who knows who gets fired? Not this year,
right?
Huh? It's pretty fun.
No, well, what's funny is, being today is Wednesday, the last couple of years, I might have put my prep off for later in the week. I might have got a little lazy like the team would be, but I'm all excited. I've already started to rewatch week two's game. I'm just excited for this week and then the playoffs, obviously, but it's just a whole different feeling, and you can feel it around the city, but you know, I hear your guys' voices as well, but it's just, it's fun, and this is what the city deserves, and I just can't wait to see what happens against the Lions, obviously, but in 2 weeks at Soldier Field.
Patrick, take us inside a little bit. What's it like when guys are close to hitting incentives in their contract late in the season?
You get excited for guys because you know it's extra money, right? And then I heard you guys talk about Caleb and trying to get to 4,000 yards. To me, what he was saying was, hell yeah, I want 4,000 yards. He said it in a nice way. You know, he wants to be the first guy to do that. I do like the fact he said that I was brought here to do that. But yet, that's what guys are there for. You know, I mean, that's what teammates are there for, to help them get to those incentives. I would do that for Robbie. Like, if Robbie ever got hit incentives, I'd be excited. I might get a little extra cash or something. But when they did get it, you would get excited for them. That's what you play the game for. It's teammateship, it's camaraderie, and all that kind of stuff. So you get excited for them. And hopefully there's a lot of guys' contracts. Hopefully in a lot of guys' contracts, they get rewarded this weekend.
Did you think that we might see this version of Caleb Williams by this point this year?
I was hoping, Matt. I was hoping, right? I think we all were hoping. I think our evaluation this year was not the playoffs, not what seed the Bears would be playing for in the last week of the year. It would be more, what does Caleb look like? Are we ready for next year? Well, God, he blew it out of the water. I mean, he's done it the last 4 or 5 weeks. I think he's taken that step. And I think it's just visually, you can see it pre-snap, post-snap. He just looks a lot more comfortable. I just went back. I've gone through three quarters of the first Lions game, and you can just see the game has slowed down to him. And I'm talking not just post-snap, pre-snap. He looks comfortable motioning guys now. You know, the big play to Colson Loveland where he got them to jump off sides. I think that's true command of the offense, understanding what's going on, how to use your snap count, and feeling very comfortable pre-snap. But I think what I've seen now with Caleb, I'm extremely happy. And what I'm excited about, guys, is we're not talking about what draft seed this offseason is going to be, like where we're going to be. I'm hoping it's number 32, right? We're talking about what is going to be next year. What seed are they going to be in the playoffs? Not what are they going to be in the playoffs or if they're going to be in the playoffs. I think with what Caleb has shown this year, the answer to wrap up your question there, to wrap is what Caleb has shown this year. We're going to be talking about what seed they're playing for next year.
When you look at the Bears defense, and I get that last week they're playing against one of the better offenses, but even in games where that's not been the case, there have been some struggle. What are you seeing on the tape?
On defense? I'm sorry, I missed you there for a second.
Yeah, on defense.
Well, they're not getting after the passer, obviously. They're just not winning their one-on-ones. And they talked about it. They don't have the guys to do it. And I'm upset that Montez Sweat is not that guy. He's the Hall of very good, or he's a very good football player, but he's just not the guy that's getting there consistently when you want it done. His sack numbers are decent, but I want to see more. I want to see more disruption. I want to see more sack fumbles. I want to see just more chaos in the backfield from him. Grady Jarrett, I don't think, is getting enough that I've seen in the past. I do think age or injury has caught up to him a little bit. And then going back to last week, man, Kyle Shanahan obviously is brilliant. You just saw linebackers standing still. They weren't moving. I mean, there's so many motions and all that kind of stuff going on that their eyes are going everywhere trying to find the ball. That's a tough game to evaluate because Kyle Shanahan, without Trent Williams, without Kittle, still put him in the blender, right? So he's very, very good, but I'm just scared that they can't stop the run. They can't get after the passer. And if they can't cause these turnovers, guys, we're going to see what we did week two against the Lions. Well, I'm not going to say it's going to be 52 points. And then you're going to see what you saw against the 49ers.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So you're going to have to outscore them.
Hey, Patrick, the dynamic kickoff has been super interesting to watch this year with the advent of the dirty kick that Cairo has gotten good at and how, you know, teams attack. Josh Blackwell returned a lot of kicks for the Bears, and I'm like, where is Devin Duvernay? Because Blackwell's got some caution to him. I thought he made a couple of bad choices. Is it possible for the Bears as a return team to prioritize getting Duvernay the ball, or because of the dirty kick, are they spread too far apart that you can't do that kind of thing anymore?
No, I think they're just kicking it to him, and I think you're right. Josh Blackwell's also put the ball on the ground a couple times. He's recovered his own fumble. So if I'm the special teams coach, I'm kicking it to Josh. And that's a fellow that's a Duke player to a Duke player. So he needs to improve on that. But, guys, I forgot, watching that Dallas game, watching the Detroit game, Luther Burden was back there earlier in the year. Maybe he's too valuable to put back there. But I think when the playoffs come or these, you know, important games come around, you put him back there because he's so good with the ball in his hand. But if I'm the special teams coach, I'm kicking at Josh Blackwell. That's what I'm doing. I've seen him put the ball on the ground too much, and that's the thing. If you can get takeaways on special teams, that's huge.
But I feel like, you know, you used to be able to make sure, like, you'd line them both up in the middle, and then they would split based on where the kick goes.
Now you can line drive it easier towards that player.
Yeah.
Yes, you can pick what player you're kicking it to, for sure. That's, with the new kickoff rules, for sure, that's what they're doing. Because normally you just kick it up in the air and you can run under it.
Right.
Because the hang time's so long. Now you take away the hang time, it's just all direction.
How would you feel about the Bears facing the Packers in the playoffs?
I'm in. Let's go. I think we're all in, right? And honestly, if you think about it team-wise, who's more injured than anybody else going in the playoffs? It's the Packers. And I think it stinks to play them three times, I guess also three times this close together. But I'd rather face them when you watch all these other teams. I know the Rams lost to the Falcons, but I still would want to play the Packers. And then the other part is, guys, the theater would just be amazing. Just so good for this city. And if we win, it makes it even sweeter.
Yeah, it would feel right. You know, it's funny. I was at that, in the stands for that one that ends with the DJ Moore touchdown, the walk-off in overtime. Mm-hmm. And I said the next day, or the 2 days later, whatever, that it had the vibes, a similar vibe to when the Cubs caught past the Cardinals in 2015. But I stopped short of saying it was, we've passed the organizational rival, because it was regular season, and it is to win the division. To do it in the playoffs would have that kind of significance. You're not there yet.
Oh, I think so. I definitely think so. And then this team, guys, to me, it's still young, right? They're still learning how to win. You've got a young quarterback, receivers. you just got a lot of young guys. And I know Ben Johnson talks about the veterans are helping those guys, but a lot of these core players, they're going to be here for a long time to help this sustain success, are young, and they need these opportunities and they need to learn. So if you can go beat the Packers in the playoffs like that, that's a huge one. That is a big one. They'll say, hey, I've been there before. I've done this before. I'm ready for the next game.
Patrick, as always, we appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend.
I will. Have a good night, guys. You guys don't celebrate too hard.
We'll do our best.
No chance.
We'll do our best.
Don't tell me what to do.
No, he can tell you what to do. I'm just going to have a long snapper IPA and probably a pizza, and that's it.
That's perfect.
That's the way you do it. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. Oh. Bye, Patrick.
See you guys.
That is Patrick Manley of our team here at The Score. We love talking with him. We also love talking with Matt Forte, and we're going to talk with him about this Bears team as they get ready for the Lions. We'll get his thoughts about Caleb maybe going for 4,000, all sorts of stuff. We're here with you. We are live and local. It's Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on The Score.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.